as it's time to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
It's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, as you do each and every week, taking a look at a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa, the venue for the last two nights of Dave Matthews Band after concert parties. And if you think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour, take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And the first topic, Pat, is exactly the next major up for debate, and it starts this Thursday in Southport, England, at Royal Birkdale Golf Club. It's the 137th British Open. Padraig Harrington is the defending champion. The last two victors at Birkdale, Mark O'Meara in 98 and Ian Baker Finch in 91. And by the way, Baker Finch will be joining the show in about 10 minutes to preview this upcoming British Open. But who's your favorite going into it? And give me a top five list.
I'll give you a top five. The favorite going into it would probably be Tiger. He's not playing. Kenny Perry might be second. He's not playing. I'll even throw David Toms in there. He's not playing. So,
David Toms a favorite.
He's not a favorite, but I just had to give him a shot because he's not playing. I'll give you
He wants to recharge his batteries FedEx Cup.
Unbelievable. I'll give you five names, Russ, and I'll tell you my theory behind them. Two of these guys have specifically dissed Tiger, and three of these guys can't play when they have to play against Tiger. Mm. They're good players. So now that Tiger is not in it, I think one of these guys has a legitimate chance to win this.
There's going to be a couple South Africans for sure in here. I know that.
I got Ian Poulter, Stephen Ames, the two guys that have dissed Tiger in the past, and they're good players. And I think now the Tiger's not in there, they'll have a chance. And I think Ernie Els, Sergio, and my dark horse, Davis Love III. Hmm. Even though he's 44, I think he has enough game. He's been playing decent this year. Not great, but decent. After injuries and another guy who you just haven't heard from a lot lately. But don't forget, Mark O'Meara won this thing 10 years ago. He's a 41-year-old, 42-year-old. Right. So Davis Love not out of the realm being that, 44, that he can't still compete in this thing. But these guys, Els, Sergio, and Davis, cannot play against Tiger. Whenever they play against him, they instantly go into a shell, so they won't have that pressure on them to have to play Tiger. So I think they play a little bit freer. And obviously they have talent. They're all world-class players. The other two, Poulter and Ames, I think have game. They're younger, and without Tiger in there, right, I think might free them up to play a little better. I don't know. I said along that Sergio last year after the collapse, I think it's going to take him at least 3 years to overcome that. But this Tiger factor might speed that process up a little because he won the Players' Championship, so obviously he has a tremendous amount of talent. I'd say it's going to be one of those five guys, Russ, or – much like we had, with Paul Laurie or Todd Hamill, just some
Ben
unknown
Curtis,
guy.
Yeah.
Just some unknown guy. Other than that, I think it's going to be one of these five guys or somebody just out of the blue that you never heard of.
Well, I thought you might go the route of Rory Sabatini when you mentioned guys that have dissed Tiger in the past, but you went with Stephen Ames and Ian Poulter, and I like both those picks. Stephen Ames, a guy who's won the Players' Championship before, I think he's got the game that he could someday win a major. He's getting up there in age, mid-40s, so he's losing chances. And Ian Poulter, he's one of the Englishmen that, are always on the short list of guys that, when every British Open comes around, you always name, Luke Donald, Paul Casey, Ian Poulter, Justin Rose, who, by the way, is on my list. You always name a lot of those English guys that you're waiting for them to break through, and I wouldn't be surprised if Ian Poulter does it this year. I was thinking about putting Sergio on my list as well because he had that huge win, the Players' Championship a couple months ago. It's his biggest win of his career, and I think that is going to open the floodgates and lead to some major victories down the road. I decided not to do it right now because I still think he's fighting that putter right now, and I still think he hasn't found exactly what he's looking for with the putter. And obviously, to win a major, you've got to have your putter on. So I didn't go with Sergio, although I was thinking it. I also have Ernie Els in my list, and you're exactly right. There's a graph in this week's Golf World talking about if only Tiger Woods weren't in the field, who are some of the players that have benefited that would have benefited the most? Top of the list, Ernie Els. Ernie would have had five PGA Tour victories, five additional PGA Tour victories to his career if Tiger had not been in the field. Two of those, the 2000 U.S. Open and the 2000 British Open at Pebble Beach and St. Andrews, respectively. Ernie came in second at both of those events. So Ernie Els, whenever you're talking about a player that has suffered because of Tiger Woods, Ernie Els is at the top of the list. And I fill out my list with an Englishman, Justin Rose, who, pretty much horse for course. 10 years ago in 1998, at the age of 17, He finished in a tie for fourth, so I like the venue for him going back there. And then I got a couple of guys that have been just really, really hot lately. Anthony Kim, the young 23-year-old who just won last week, of course, at the AT&T National Tigers event in D.C., and he won before that, breaking through in Charlotte at the Wachovia Championship for his first career victory. So he's one of only four guys this year, along with Tiger and Phil and Kenny Perry, to have won multiple victories on the PGA Tour. And then Justin Leonard, who's been hot lately, winning at the Stanford St. Jude Championship a couple weeks ago in Memphis, and he's a guy that's won a British Open before. And then I'll end that list with a couple of – I'm going to give you a top six list because I can never follow the rules. I'll just throw in a couple of my Aussie favorites, Jeff Ogilvy and Adam Scott. There's no doubt in my mind Jeff Ogilvy will again win a major at some point. It might be a British, and we know Adam Scott's going to break through at some point as well for his first major victory, so perhaps it's this week at Royal Birkdale. But I really like Ernie Els, Justin Rose, and Anthony Kim primarily going into this week.
I can't disagree with that. I liked Justin Leonard. I like that pick too. Justin Rose just hasn't done anything, so I'm waiting for him to do something before I can pick him. But I agree with you on the horses for courses thing.